Blog Talk Radio. Nehemiah was given an assignment, and he was higher up. He was not just anybody. He was the cupbearer to the king and his job for the king. And God opened the door for him to come and complete an assignment. And he did it over 100 years ago, and they didn't complete it. But Nehemiah did. And the word that God gave me this morning, early this morning, was, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Do not sorrow, Nehemiah 8 and 10, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We are redeemed by Father God because he loves us like that. I can do nothing more than say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For your love, kindness, for your goodness and your mercy. And as we open our 365 days of prayer for life for this 29th day of July, and it says, turn away. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Abba, your great grace fills my life with the goodness of who you are. Spirit, you keep me in check even as you pour out the fruit of the kingdom of heaven. You have been faithfully present with me in every season, and I will keep remembering your loyal love that never lets go. Faithful one, when I am tempted, show me the way out of it so I can stand up under it, that the weight of it wouldn't overtake me. Thank you that I don't need to be ashamed of temptation. Being enticed is not a sin. You know the pull of it, Jesus. You were tempted in every way and yet did not give in. Give me the strength to turn to you instead of yielding to the compulsion that would lead me into a cycle of sin and shame. I can rely on you to strengthen me to turn away. Let self-control be a product of the Spirit's work in my life. Knows us. He knows that some of us are shopaholics. He knows that some of us need not have any kind of credit card, which I don't, thank you, Jesus. I'm working on debt freedom. You know, we have got to learn how to say no. I don't need another thing. And as I look, I can say, I don't need another thing. I am blessed beyond measure, and I don't need another thing. And it, I love the word that says, when you are tempted, what tools keep you from giving in? I don't like that, me from getting in, giving in. We got to learn how to say, if I don't have the cash for it, I don't need it. That's my new motto. If I don't have the cash for it, I don't need it. Because too many times we get caught up in a cycle of foolishness. And in some instances, a cycle of poverty. Because we don't know how to balance what we need versus what we want. And too many times, what we want is not what we need. But we all need one thing. We need the Father. We need the Son. We need the Holy Spirit. And as I was reading the prayer this morning, the lesson that we're teaching last night with our children was temptation. How Jesus had 40 days, and when he came out of his fast, who was there to meet him but the tempter? When we get ready to do what we need to do, to be who we need to be, who comes but the tempter to try to knock you off your square? We got to learn to say, not today, Satan. Not today will you make me late. Not today will you make me without nothing. We got to learn how to say no. No to the enemy of this world, because that's what he does. Causes confusion, and he does not mind messing you up if he can. We got to learn how to say, not today. Not today. Because I know where my strength comes from. My strength comes from the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through. And when we pray, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing in it. Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. But Lord God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength. You are my strength. You are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And I ask you to increase, Lord, as I decrease. In the name of Jesus, amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I cannot say anything, but we are, do not sorrow, family. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. And I love to read that because the first day of the seventh month was my wedding anniversary. And had my husband lived, we would have been married 45 years. And I just think about that. 45 years I would have been married to one man. But God took him home after 32. And I can only say, thank you, Lord, for the 32. And so July 1st is a special meaning to me. And as I read this, I thought, wow, God, even your word has July 1st in it. So the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood Mattaniah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, Messiah, and at his left hand, Padiah, Mishael, Mikazai, Hashem, Hashadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Israel opened the book in the sight of all the people, but he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, amen, amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also Yeshua, Benai, Sherebiah, Jamin, Ichab, Shabbatai, Hadadai, Messiah, Kilith, Salita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Pealiah, and the Levites helped the people to understand the law and the people. Stood in their place. So they read distinctly from the book of the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. But all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, our title for this morning, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, Jesus. So the Levites quieted all the people, saying, be still, but the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions, and rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. Now, on the second day, the heads of the fathers' houses of all the people, with the priests and Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should announce and proclaim in all the cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go out to the mountains and bring olive branches of oil trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, and the branches of leafy trees to make booths, as it is written. Then the people went out and made themselves booths, each one on the roof of his house, or in the courtyard of the courts of the house of God, and in the open square of the water gate, and in the open square of the gate of Ephraim. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun until the day the children of Israel had not done so, and there was great, very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day, there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner. Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloth with dust on their heads. Then those of Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for one fourth of the day, and for another fourth they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Then Jeshua, Benai, Kedemiel, Shebaniah, Benani, Sherebiah, Bani, Shinani stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. And the Levites, Jeshua, Kedemiel, Benai, Hashemaniah, Sherebiah, Hadadai, Shebaniah, and Pethaniah, said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your gracious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. Are the Lord God, who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Gershonites, to give it to his descendants. You have performed your words, but you are righteous. You saw the afflictions of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cries by the Red Sea. You showed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants, and against all the people of his land. But you knew that they acted proudly against them. So you made a name for yourself as it is this day. And you divided the sea before them so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And the persecuted you threw into the deep as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, you led them by day with a cloudy pillar and by night with a pillar of fire to give them light on the road which they should travel. You came down also on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them just ordinance laws, good statutes and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws. By the hand of Moses, your servant, you gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought them water out of the rock for their thirst, and told them to go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and their fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but they hardened their necks in their rebellion. They appointed a leader to return to their bondage, but you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them, even when they made a molded calf for themselves and said, this is your God. They that brought you up out of Egypt and worked great provocations, yet in your manifold mercies. You did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them on the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them and did not withhold your manna from their mouth and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out and their feet did not swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations and divided them into districts. So they took possession of the land of Shaan, the land of the king of Heshbon, the land of Or, king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of heaven and brought them into the land which you had told their fathers to go in and possess. So the people went in and possessed the land. You subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they wished. And they took strong cities and a rich land and possessed houses full of all goods, such and such already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and grew fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you. Cast your law behind them. Turn them to yourself, and they worked great provocations. Therefore, you delivered them into the hand of their enemies who oppressed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven. And according to your abundant mercies, you gave them deliverance who saved them from the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they again did evil before you. Therefore, you left them in the hand of their enemies so that they had dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried out to you, you heard from heaven. And many times you delivered them according to your mercy and testified against them that you might bring them back to your law. Yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and would not hear. For many years you had patience with them and testified against them by your spirit in your prophets. Yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the people of the land. Nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them nor forsake them, but you are God, gracious and merciful. Now therefore, our God, the great and mighty and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all the trouble seem small before you that has come upon us, our kings and our princes, our priests and our prophets, our fathers, and on all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until this day. However, you are just in all that has befallen us, but you have dealt fairly, but we have done wickedly. You have dealt faithfully, excuse me, but we have done wickedly. Neither our kings nor our princes or our pre-fathers have kept your law, nor heeded your commandments and your testimonies with which you testified against them. But they have not served you in their kingdom or in the many good things that you have given them or in the large and rich land which you set before them, nor did they turn from their wicked works. Here we are, servants today, in the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its bounty. Here we are, servants in it, and it yields much increase to the king. You have set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, our leaders, our Levites, and our priests. feel is, wow, a history lesson. History unknown is history repeated. History that you try to change is history unknown. We have to make sure that the truth is told. The truth is the truth is the truth. And when you try to shine it up and change it from black and white, we're going to just gray it. We're going to say this, and it's not the truth. In America, we have folks wanting to change the fact that slavery was, it taught the slaves, you know, skills. No, slavery was evil. It was horrible, vicious. And it is the sin, the deep sin of this nation. And until it is reconciled in truth, we will have problems. And the problems stem from the original sin of this nation, built on blood, on sweat, and tears of enslaved and of marginalized indigenous people. There's a lot that America has to do to reconcile. And until we do, we will have problems. We will have death storms. We will have flooding. We will have heat. God is trying to get our attention. What's right is done. And it's not anything that I'm saying that is not the truth. When you see pictures, you start to understand why you see the little black child crawling away and the alligator behind him. It's because our children were used as bait for alligators. Our children were pulled from their mother's bosom to be put as bait for alligators to eat. Come on now. That is evil. That is wrong. And that is a sin of this nation. When families are hung and burned, that is a sin of this nation. Billie Holiday called it strange fruit. We have the wrongs that were done. Just as Israel, their net disobedience had to reconcile the wrongs that they had done before God. Idols, idolatry, marrying pagan women, putting pagan things on heels, worshiping pagan gods. They had to reconcile, giving their children to Moloch and fire. They had to reconcile. They had to tell the story. And we got to tell the truth and not be afraid to tell the truth. Yes, it will make people uncomfortable, but slavery was uncomfortable. The children of Israel, 400 years enslaved in Egypt, it was uncomfortable. But God brought them through. God brought our forefathers through the Civil War, through Reconstruction, through Jim Crow, and he will bring us through the things that are going on now. Why? Because you've got to trust in God. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And as we go back into this life lesson for chapter 8 and 9, it says, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. We got to learn how to worship. Tell them, do we worship anymore with our faces to the ground? But perhaps we should. Such a posture would remind us that God is the king and we are his subjects. He is sovereign and we are not. They gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. Well, all of us need to immerse ourselves in the word of God. And I thank y'all for joining me every morning as we do this. On our own, there is no substitute for regularly gathering as the people of God to hear the Bible clearly explained and applied. Again, thank you. And Nehemiah 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Our title for this morning. How is God's joy our strength? Remember, Hebrews 12 and 2 tells us, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. God's delight is in forgiving us, saving us. His happiness is in showing love to all who believe in him. Therefore, whenever we feel weak and helpless, we need to remember that God loves to step in and deliver us. Then his joy really will be our strength. Hallelujah. And it says in Nehemiah 9 and 2, those Israelite lineage stood and confessed their sins. Those of Israelite lineage stood and confessed their sins. You know, my children are of Israelite heritage and lineage. We don't know what tribe they're from, but their DNA says that they are Athanasius Jewish descent, my children. When my youngest son was probably 7th or 8th grade, 9/11 happened, and because of he was slender and small at the time, and he was called a terrorist, which broke me down because of his Middle Eastern look. He was looked at as different and basically bullied. We have to understand that God is our strength. And I thank God that my husband and I were strong parents for him, and that he is an awesome young man of God and loves the Lord with every part of him. And I am so grateful and thankful that he is such a loving and kind young man, even after all that he went through. And as we go back to the word, it says, why confess our sins? First, because God tells us to, James 5 and 16. Second, because confessing a sin breaks its power over us, since the power of sin grows more readily in the dark. And when we go to James 5 and 16, and I will tell everybody, and we will get to it, the book of James is powerful. The book of James is powerful. It breaks it down. And the book of James will make you feel some kind of way about yourself, because the book of James makes you see you and it don't play. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5 and 16. I say it one more time. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. That's where you get that word, James 5 and 16. What good does fasting do us? Upon hearing the sad news of Jerusalem's pitiful state, Nehemiah agonized over the city's plight. His response can teach us all something useful. When I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned for days, I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Later, when the Israelites had heard the word of the Lord and were devastated over their sin, they assembled with fasting in sackcloth and with dust on their heads. When we reach points of despondency, despair, confusion, or desperation, going before the Lord in prayer and fasting can bring peace, clarity, and direction to our situation. Jerusalem's devastation led Nehemiah and the Israelites to their knees in prayer and fasting. Fasting in the biblical context means to abstain from food for a given period of time. Fasting doesn't just mean going hungry for a few days. It means abstaining for the purpose of focusing your attention on God and what he might have to say to you. Consider many excellent reasons for fasting. To receive divine intervention when we are helpless, Nehemiah needed God's guidance, so he fasted and prayed, and he received what he needed. To know God's will for our lives, when Daniel felt unsure about God's next step for his life, he sought him through fasting. Fasting clears the mind and allows us to hear more clearly what God is saying to us. To respond to times of crisis, during times of crisis, we need more than ever to focus on what God wants us to do. When King Jehoshaphat and Judah landed in trouble, fasting was the recommended course of action. To prepare for ministry, we need to clearly hear the Lord's voice before we embark on his work. As we prepare for what God calls us to, fasting puts us in the proper attitude before God to conform us to that purpose and to his image. For personal cleansing, fasting is often practiced as a means of personal cleansing for the physical body as a way to remove impurities. But it works the same way in our spiritual lives. When we realize that we are steeped in sin, fasting helps bring healing and cleansing. But victory over temptation, habits, and bondage, fasting equips us for the battle we wage against Satan and against our own flesh. When we fall, when we fail repeatedly to defeat some sin, we shall seek the Lord's help. And fasting is one of the spiritual disciplines that can help us secure victory. We got to learn how to fast. We got to learn how to turn that plate over and move forward with the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 10. Now those who placed their seal on the documents were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hezekiah, Zechariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Tishur, Pashur, Amariah, Heldiah, Heshtash, Shabaniah, Meluk, Herod, Miramoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Jenadon, Burak, Meshulam, Abijah, Majamin, Maziah, Bilgal, and Shemaiah. These were the priests, the Levites, Jeshua, the son of Ezaniah, the new, the sons of Hanadad and Kedemiah, their brethren, Shabaniah, Hadadai, Kileb, Taliah, Bilaliah, Hanani, Mikai, Amica, Rahab, Hasbaniah, Zakor, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hadadai, Benai, Manu, the leaders of the people, Parash, Pat, Moab, Elam, Zeti, Benai, Barnai, Asgad, Bibai, Adazai, Adonazai, Bigvai, Adin, Atar, Hezekiah, Ezor, Adazai, Hasham, Bizai, Harifai, Harifa, Ananias, Nibai, Mikbash, Meshalam, Ezar, Mezabiah, Zadok, Jada, Pelatidai, Ananiah, Hosea, Hananiah, Eshab, Halohesh, Ilha, Shobek, Raham, Hashmanah, Messiah, Isaiah, Hananah, Hanan, Halak, Urim, and Binah. And if I butchering the names, please forgive me. Now, the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nethinim, and all those who had separated themselves from the people of the land of the law of God, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding. These joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord, our Lord, and his ordinance and his statutes. We would not give our daughters as wives to the peoples of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. If the peoples of the land brought wares or any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day. And we would forego the 7th year's produce and the exacting of every debt. Also, we made ordinance for ourselves to exact from ourselves yearly 1/3 of the shekel of the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, for the regular grain offerings, for the regular burnt offerings of the Sabbath, the new moons and the set feasts, for the holy things, for the sin offering to make atonement for Israel, and all the work of the house of our God. We cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for bringing the wood offering into the house of our God, according to our fathers' houses, at the appointed time, year by year, to burn out on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. And we made ordinance to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees year by year to the house of the Lord, to bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstborn of our herds and our flocks and the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God, to bring the first fruit of our dough, our offerings, the first fruits of all kinds of trees, the new wine and oil, to the priests, to the storerooms of the house of our God, and to bring the tithes of our land to the Levites, for the Levites should receive the tithes in all our farming communities. And the priests and the descendants of Aaron shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive tithes, and the Levites shall bring up a tenth of the tithes to the house of our God, to the rooms of the storehouses. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the grain of the new wine and the oil to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are, where the priests who minister and the gatekeepers and the singers are, and we will not neglect the house of our God. Chapter 11 of Nehemiah. Now the leaders of the people dwelt in Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring 1 out of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9/10 were to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men who willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. These are the heads of the province who dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah, everyone dwelt in his own possession in their cities. Israelites, priests, Levites, Nethinim, and descendants of Solomon's servants. Also in Jerusalem dwelt some of the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin. The children of Judah, Athaniah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Meshariael, of the children of Perez, Shaiah, the son of Barak, the son of Hosea, the son of Hezziah, the son of Adiah, the son of Jerib, the son of Zechariah, the Shalonai. All the sons of Perez who dwelt in Jerusalem were 468 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin: Shalu, the son of Meshullam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Messiah, the son of Ethiel, the son of Jesiah, after him Jebai and Shalai, 928. Joel, the son of Zechariah, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Sinnoh, was the second over the city. Of the priest Jediah, the son of Zerib, and Jithan, Shiriah, the son of Elatai, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merok, the son of Ittub, was the leader of the house of God. The brethren who did the work of the house were 822. Adiah, the son of Joram, the son of Peliah, the son of Zimdai, the son of Zechariah, the son of Jeshur, the son of Nedai and his brothers, heirs of the father's houses, were 242. Amashai, the son of Ezrael, the son of Idai, the son of Meshalamoth, the son of Immer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, were 128. Their overseer was Zebdiah, the son of one of the great men. Also the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Heshab, the son of as Rakim, the son of Hezbonai, the son of Bani, Shabbatai, and Jozabad, of the heads of the Levites, and the oversight of the business outside the house of God. Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zibdai, the son of Asaph, the son who began the thanksgiving with prayer. Bekiah, the son among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shemu, the son of Gila, the son of Jedison. All the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the gatekeeper, Ekkad, Talmon, and their brethren who kept were 172. And the rest of Israel, of the priests, the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, everyone in his inheritance. But the Nethinim dwelt in Ophir, and Zerah, and Tishbah, were over the Nethinim. Also the overseer of the Levites at Jerusalem were Uzziah, the son of Manai, the son of Ashbani, the son of Mathaniah, the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph, the singers in charge of the service of the house of God. For it was the king's command concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers a quarter day by day. Pethaniah, the son of Mizabel, of the children of Zerah, the sons of Judah, were the king's deputy in all matters concerning the people. And as for the village, with their seers, some of the children of Judah dwelt in Karjat, Arba, in the villages, Dibon, in the villages, Jezazel, in its villages, in Joshua, Maladah, Beth Palet, Hazar, Shoah, Beersheba, in its villages, in Ziklag, Kanai, Nah, in its villages, and in Raman, Zorah, Jarmuth, Janoah, Adullam, in their villages, in Lachish, and its fields, in Ezekiah, in its villages, as well from Beersheba, the valley of Hanan. All of the children of Benjamin from Gibeah dwelt in Machmash, Aja, and Bethel, and their villages, in Athanath, Nob, and Ananiah, in Hazar, Ramah, Gethim, in Hadith, in Zeboim, Nabalat, in Lod, Ono, and in the valley of the Craftsmen. Some of the Judean divisions of Levites were in Benjamin. Now, as we go to Nehemiah chapter 12, we will try to get through all of our word today, but if we do not, we will do chapter 13 on Sunday with our New Testament in Psalm and Proverbs. And it says, now these are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Shariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Melech, Hashtash, Shechaniah, Rahum, Miramoth, Ido, Zenitho, Abazai, Mizaim, Madiah, Bigga, Shemaiah, Jerebeth, Jedidiah, Shalom, Amat, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the heads of the priests and their brethren in the days of Joshua. Moreover, the Levites were Joshua, Beni, Kidemiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who led the thanksgiving psalms, he and his brethren. Also, that Micaiah and Unai, their brethren, stood across from them in their duty. Joshua begat Joachim, begat Ishayib, begat Joada, begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Judah. Now in the days of Joachim, the priests, the heads of the father's houses, were of Shariah, Neriah, Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, and Amariah, Johanan, of Melechu, Jonathan, and Shabaniah, Joseph, of Hiram, Edom, Edna, and Miramoth, Nekiah of Ido, Zechariah of Genon, Meshullam, Abijah, Zechariah, the sons of Benjamin, of Modiah, Zechariah of Jegai, Shamu of Shemaiah, Jonathan, Johanan of Jared, Nethanai, Jedidiah, Ezai, Uzai, and Shalai, Telai, and Amok, Eber of Zechariah, Mishabiah, and of Jedidiah of Nethanai. During the reign of Darius the Persian, a record was also kept of the Levites and priests who had been heirs of their father's houses in the days of Ishab, Jodiah, and Zunan, and Jedah, the sons of Levi. The heirs of the father's houses under the days of Jonah, the sons of Ishab, were written in the book of the Chronicles. And the heirs of the Levites were Sheshabiah, Sherebiah, and Joshua, the son of Kidemiah, with their brothers across from them to praise and give thanks, group alternating with group according to the command of David, the man of God, Nathaniel, Bethjekiah, Obadiah, Shalom, Talmon, and Ichab were gatekeepers keeping the watch of the storerooms of the gates. There lived in the days of Joachim, the son of Joshua, the son of Zedek, in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe. Now in the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites in all the places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and singing, with cymbals and string instruments and harps. And the sons of the singers gathered together from the countryside around Jerusalem, from the villages of the Netzapher Heights, from the house of Gilgal, and from the fields of Geba and Esmah, from where the singers had built themselves villages all around Jerusalem. Then the priests and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people, the gates and the wall. So I brought the leaders of Judah up on the wall and appointed two large thanksgiving choirs. One went to the right hand and the wall toward the refuge gate, and after them went Hashaniah, Abs of Judah, and Ezariah, Ezra, Muslim, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, and some of the priests, sons with trumpets, Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mathaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachor, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah, Ezrael, Neriah, Geliah, Nathaniel, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God. And as the scribe went before them by the fountain gate in front of them, they went up the stairs to the city of David. On the stairwell of the wall, beyond the house of David, as far as the water gate eastward. The other thanksgiving choir went the opposite way and was behind them, with half of the people on the wall, going past the tower of the ovens, as far as the broad wall, and above the gates of them, above the old gate, above the fish gate, the tower of Hananel, the tower of Hundreds, as far as the sheep gate, and they stopped by the gate of the prison. So the two thanksgiving choirs stood in the house of God. Likewise, I and half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Alkim, Messiah, Menadon, Micaiah, Elanai, Zechariah, and Hananiah, and the trumpets also Messiah, Shemaiah, Ezra, Elijah, Uzziah, Jehoiakim, Malachi, Elam, Ezer, and the singers sang loudly with Jezrahiah, the director. Also the day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, but God had made them rejoice. In great joy, the women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. And at the same time, some were appointed over the rooms of the storehouse for the orphans and the first fruits, the tithes, and gathered to them from the field of his duties and portions specified by the law for the priests and Levites. But Judah rejoiced over the priests and the Levites, who ministered both the singers and the gatekeepers, kept the charge of their God and the charge of the purification, according to the command of David and Solomon his son. But in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chiefs of the singers and songs of praise that were given for God in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah. All Israel gave the portions for the singers and the gatekeepers, a portion for each day. They also consecrated the holy things for the Levites, and the Levites consecrated them for the children of Aaron. And it goes on to tell you in the life lesson for this word. It is good at the sudden dedication of the wall of Jerusalem. They sought out the Levites. It is good to celebrate what God has accomplished through his willing servants. This not only honors and praises the God who made the impossible, but it encourages us to acknowledge his generous work among us. The joy of the Lord is our strength, family. And that is our word for this morning. We will incorporate Nehemiah chapter 13 into Sunday's word, because there is a life lesson from our previous chapter that I do want to get before we leave today. And it is from chapter 12. It says, the Levites shall bring up a tenth of the tithe to the house of our God. Giving back to God has always been an important part of a walk of faith. By giving, we show that our goods are not our God's, and no one ever outgives God. Again, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We've got to give to God what belongs to God, and we have to take care of God's house. And that is what your tithe and your offering is for, to take care of God's house. Nehemiah 11 and 2, the people bless all the men who willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. It could not have been easy to leave a comfortable home in order to live in the ruined city, but many did this for the good of God's people. How often do we sacrifice for the benefit of others' beliefs? What a mighty word today. And as we go back into our word, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And it's always on point. Good morning. Favor is undeserved access. It's a place where God will make a way and open doors that no one can block or shut. Have a faith-filled Friday. And as we know in our word, as we get ready to end the book of Nehemiah, that Nehemiah was given an assignment to build a wall, and he did just that, and they received favor. Favor is undeserved access. It's a place where God will make a way and open doors that no one can block or shut. Even though they tried to block the building of the wall, they tried to shut those doors. They could not, because God was their strength. Thank you so much, family, for listening in. We are ready to wrap it up. If there's anyone that has a word from God, now is the time. If not, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, in Jesus' name. I pray over you and your family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. It is a wrap, and I thank God for all of you listening in. May he bless you. May he keep you. May his light shine upon you and give you strength. Have a blessed day. It's a wrap.